You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we've got our first guest joining us this morning. We've got the Hawke's Bay's very own Mr. Arahi, who's come in to talk about his new track, Baby's Back. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing good. It's pretty early, but I'm doing good.
Nice. As I mentioned before, you're the Hawke's Bay's very own, and you recently did three nights in the Hawke's Bay. How'd that go?
Well, very recently, like I just got back last night.
Yeah, super recently.
That was real special, you know. They're pretty legendary sessions, the small hall sessions we did, where they take you around. You're still in Hawke's Bay, but you're going out into the country to the smallest halls, or, you know, into your local sort of community halls, and playing to people who maybe don't usually get to see, or don't have music come through, you know, their area very often.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie McPhail, who runs it, is a pretty old friend of mine and super hospitable guy, and it's sort of the dream sessions for a musician sometimes, you know. It's just they take care of you so well, and everyone's super eager to see you and listen to you, not just because I'm coming to Hawke's Bay from, you know, being from Hawke's Bay. Anyone who goes through there, everyone's just super attentive as an audience,
and very and passionate about the music.
Yeah, and they're just excited because it doesn't happen very often, you know.
So well, you've touched on in our first chat about how the music in the Hawke's Bay and the players there are very, very underrated. I want to know, how did they kind of, you know, help shape you into the musician that you are today?
I think I just remember being in your sort of mid-teens, I think, and there were like, I thought it was pretty normal, but there's so much music around that, people playing music, people who had grown up in Hawke's Bay, gone away, done, you know, crazy things. People like Conan Moccasin, you know, from Hawke's Bay, goes away, does major stuff, and then plays, you know, around the corner at a small, you know, tiny hall or something. And you're like 15 discovering this, never hearing anything like it before. So it's like, it's all pretty it's all pretty magical, you know. You're just like, what is this stuff? Especially someone like Conan, actually. That's quite trippy stuff. But
yeah, he's real trippy.
But yeah, it's like, because it's a, you know, it's a regional rural town, but it's got this like real nice quirk to it, which I think shaped me in a major way.
Nice.
I've noticed more having moved to Auckland, how that has, how much it has shaped me, you know.
I will touch on that influence and the changes between the two cities later on, but I do want to touch on is it Hofa Takeaways? Is it Hofa Takeaways that appeared on your Instagram pretty recently? Or no, is that a pretty special spot for you?
I wouldn't say special, but it's pretty well known in the Hawke's Bay, I think, as the place to go if you're like, you're stuck on the 4 a.m. sort of very hungry, very in need of some substance. And yeah, I mean, that's where you end up, because it's open all the time, which is rare, you know, common in the city, but rare in Hawke's Bay.
And like more rural places, yeah.
It's such a deep cut. It's great.
Has anyone call the Hawke's Bay the Hawke's Tour Bay? Has that happened yet? And do you think it'll catch on?
Oh, that's bound to have happened, surely.
Have you called that yet?
I haven't heard it personally, and I haven't. I definitely haven't said it myself. But surely, that's bound to have. That joke is bound to have made. But if not, you've done it now. So
you've coined it. I think there'll be a lot of Gen Alphas growing up in that area who'll probably call that very shortly. Now, this new song, Baby's Back, that just dropped quite recently, despite it having brighter instrumentation and seemingly lighter lyrics. The song itself is remarkably thematically similar to We've Seen Better Days, which you put out last year. If that song is acceptance about a relationship that's been lost, then this song is kind of, for me, from what I took away from it, the first step in the grief process, which is denial, and waiting around the phone for a call that won't come. Will the album be focusing quite a lot on love and loss?
Oh, I just can't help it. It always ends up like that. I mean, Baby's Back was supposed to be this like glimmering summertime breezy jam, but just can't help but be sort of at least a little bit melancholy. Or a little bit, you know,
bit dramatic, wistful.
Yeah, I think actually Baby's Back and We've Seen Better Days are almost, at least musically, sort of bookends of the types of songs that are on the album, you know? So they're like, We've Seen Better Days is just, it feels very blue and cold to me. Mm-hmm. Baby's Back still has those similar themes, like you're saying, or slight progression from that, but it's definitely on the warmer end of the spectrum of how the album's sounding. And that world is just sort of sits between the two, I think. Cool. Personally,
it reminds me of Finn Andrews from The Veils always says he can't write anything that isn't about love and death, and I think you might have the same thing. Same prognosis.
Yes. Bit depressing.
That makes for good stuff. It makes for really, really good songs. As previously mentioned, this track was written in Home Moana, which is your hometown, and you've said that this track in some ways is indicative of someone who has recently moved to a big city. I want to know, what do you mean by that?
I think I wrote it when I first came here, actually. I think I wrote that Baby's Back when I first...
When you first moved to Auckland,
And I'd imagined, there was a story I'd imagined that someone had moved. I imagined someone who was maybe like a prom queen or someone who was very popular in high school. Mm. Someone like that who had moved away to, you know, the bright lights of the city. And it wasn't all they thought it was going to be. But they returned back home for a summer or something. And they sort of, you know, pretend and lie to their friends about how great the city is, even though it's, you know,
even not though they're really struggling.
I imagine something like that. And then the song sort of took off and went its own way. But that was the initial sort of foundation of it. Mm-hmm. But we did shoot the music video in Hamoana.
We
went home to do that. With made by locals as well, you know.
That's awesome. What kind of person were you in high school? Were you more of a kind of a chill guy? Were you orbiting the popular group? What was your deal?
I think I might have been just a novelty musician guy. Like, the popular kids wouldn't. Oh, everyone actually. We seemed to have a good year when there was no one that was sort of way above anyone else, or there was none of this like sort of clashing, but I think I was just a nice sort of musician guy that people would be like, oh yeah, that guy hangs out in the music room every day, barely goes to class and just plays music all day. I think it was just I just sort of filled that gap of the kind of weird guy, but he's all right, you know. I think I was maybe
I think your lot's changed.
No.
When you're working on the video for this song, do you think of tying, because there's flashbacks in the video for there's flashbacks in the video for this song and the video for We've Seen Better Days. Do you think of tying the flashbacks in for this track to the ones from We've Seen Better Days?
Yeah, I mean, they sort of
Do it with, like, different outfits and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they sort of, I think, yeah, they were supposed to link in more of a major way, and I think in my head they still do.
Mm.
Like, but for someone just watching those two videos, it's like, maybe they sort of go together, but, but I think they're either, I mean, the flashback thing happens in both of them, and that wasn't really planned. It seems like just another thing that I just roll out and do all the time. But yeah, there is some link there that was supposed to, that felt like it could have been more apparent, but it's apparent to me at least. But
I think it's apparent. I was just wondering if you were going to like shoot it in the same way or add the same kind of visual effects that you did for We've Seen Better Days.
Yeah, I mean, we did the We've Seen Better Days with the nice high-def camera and then the camcorder situation, and we did the same thing with Baby's Back. I mean, stylistically, they're pretty close, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, I want to touch on the handycam for a second, because was it easy working doing handycam stuff? Like, did it take more deliberation than you were anticipating? Because I imagine when I see a documentary or a film shot that's done on handycam, I just imagine they're shaking it around really vigorously.
It was just a lot of admin sorting it out, getting it, sorting out what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you have, you know, it took ages to get the actual camera. That was the only boring logistic thing about it, really. But once it was going, sweet.
The rest of it was very smooth.
Yeah, and it sort of has that look on its own, you know. You don't have to do much, you just point it at almost anything, and it's, you know, has a nice nostalgic look to it.
Awesome. There's been confirmation that you've got an album coming out later in the year. Can you reveal the name or date of when that might be coming out?
It's feeling like September for the album.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like it to be. I don't really want to wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Love, Rust, and Other Wild Things.
Nice.
That's a name that has been. It's a name that's been sort of rattling around for 5 or 6 years now.
Damn.
For me, and I did a show about 5 years ago called Love, Rust, and Other Wild Things, just a one-off, and the songs I wrote for that show ended up on my first EP. So there's a connection there somehow. Mm. Once again, there's a connection, but I couldn't tell what it is. That's how it goes. But yeah, there's some sort of full circle moment that's happening by using that title.
Nice. And can you also reveal when maybe the next track will be coming out, and if you'll be embarking on a tour, and if so, will you be coming down to Dunedin?
Next track. February, March. April, May. Okay, I have no idea.
Classic.
There's another song. Yeah, there's definitely another song. It is. I do know. Yeah, there is another song. It's called My Tuffity. It's a bilingual track that we're working on. We've played it live at these last three nights in Hawke's Bay, and I would tell you more if I knew more. That's about all I know, really.
No, that's cool. We'll keep it a cool and mysterious surprise.
I was just not thinking that far ahead yet.
No, that's chill. That's real chill. Awesome. I think that's what I have time for at the moment. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the program. Do you usually get up this early?
No, I do. I do. It's just getting back from the tour last weekend that sort of got me a bit tired this morning, but I'm usually up earlier than that, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I am incredibly tired at this time of day, and I do this for a job. anyway, thank you for your time, and can't wait to hear the rest of the album when it comes out.
Thanks, mate. Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Yeah. Cheers. Take care. Awesome, folks. That was Arahi. We're talking about his new track, Baby's Back. We're going to play it for you right now. And then at 9:45, we have a new edition of Clowning Around. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to The One. Keep it real. Ka kite.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.